school bullying has long been a problem, but as we've seen on a more frequent basis, it is becoming a deadly problem in schools. New Jersey is addressing this. They have a bullying task force, which is currently hearing from parents and educators, among others. That being said, the rate of bullying, especially cyberbullying, that continues to increase, as does the harm it causes the targets, which brings about the question, how many more suicide deaths of our young people are needed before actual, effective, strong action is taken? The inaction, or the band-aids that we've been seeing, is resulting in, well, let me put it to you this way, especially if you're a parent, how would you handle finding your child after they hang themselves? Well, for some parents, that's a reality they've had to face. Will they ever recover from it? We can pray. The response by some schools has been so lackadaisical, so ineffective, there have been teachers who have quit their jobs rather than be forced to stand back and do nothing or be a part of a school environment that refuses to acknowledge the problem. I mean, sure, New Jersey schools are mandated to post their bullying policy on their website, but some schools, good luck trying to find it. When it comes to other schools, they may have posted it, but it doesn't appear their administrators have actually read it. Maybe a start to a meaningful response would be to end the process of schools self-evaluating the job that they're doing when it comes to addressing bullying. Yeah, that's right. Schools in New Jersey get to grade themselves on how they're doing when it comes to dealing with bullying. The Central Regional School District in Ocean County, that's the school where Adriana Cush killed herself after being bullied, they gave themselves a score of 72 out of a possible score of 78 in their self-evaluation at the time. And speaking of Central Regional, they are now going to allow officials to search the contents of students' cell phones. This is under a new electronics policy they enacted after Adriana Cush's suicide death from bullying. They also require middle school students to store phones in special cell phone pockets while they're in class. As far as high school is, they have to either turn the cell phones off and put them away or put them in the cell phone pockets at the school. This applies to all students in the district, grades 7 through 12. Have you noticed, too, with this whole issue of school bullying, when those in charge are asked for answers or just some basic information, the response is usually two words, and not even by verbally, sometimes just a release, no comment. That's living up to your job description. At the same time, searching students' cell phones, that's been bothering some people now. They have concerns about the issue of surveillance in schools. This from Joe Johnson, who's policy counsel with the American Civil Liberties Union, New Jersey. He said, the current state of the law seems to give school boards broad discretion to do these types of searches, but this is a part of a broader issue of school surveillance and erosion of students' rights to privacy. I didn't know cyberbullying fell under right to privacy. Well, you learn something new every day, I guess. New policy says that school officials can search a student's phone if there is a reasonable suspicion that district or board policies, rules, or regulations have been violated, as well as if there is a reasonable suspicion that the electronic and mobile device contains information that may be pertinent to a school investigation. Just to remind you about the story of Adriana Cush, she was 14 years old, Central Regional High School student. Her suicide death drew national headlines. Her family says she died days after she was attacked in the school hallway by her classmates. The assault was videoed on a student's cell phone and posted on social media. Four of her classmates were charged in connection with the hallway attack after her death. Adriana's family charging that the school mishandled the videotaped attack, which lasted less than a minute. That's according to footage that was shared with the media. Since then, Central Regional officials are also facing an unrelated lawsuit regarding another student allegedly assaulted at that school. They become placed under the microscope, to say the least. Former superintendent, he resigned back in February. He really did a smart move. He allegedly disclosed personal information about Adriana's family and health history. Sent that to emails to reporters at a news publication. He was basically blaming the victim. And they did not call the police in after Adriana was attacked in the hallway. They sent her to the nurse's office instead. Weeks following her death, dozens of students, alumni, parents came forward with their own stories of, I'll say it again, alleged bullying in the Central Regional School District. Many of the allegations involve cyberbullying, not much of a surprise there, harassing messages, videos, photographs. It's shared on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram. Some of the students said they also knew of social media pages that are set up specifically to highlight videos of school fights at Central Regional. If the schools do nothing, especially that school district, does nothing to address that. Got this statistic for you. This is based on the 2021-22 school year, most recent information we have. School districts in New Jersey reported 30,588 incidents of violence, vandalism, weapons, substance use, and harassment, intimidation, and bullying. That's courtesy of the State Department of Health. With all that being said, I have a question. Can someone explain to me how taking a kid's phone away from them for 7 hours a day is going to change the culture that leaves the door open for bullying? The same kid's going to have their phone the other 21 hours each day, and all the weekend as well. How about we try some serious consequences for the bullies and include their parents in the chain of responsibility as well? Some of the consequences? I have a few. Removal from school sports or clubs. Mandatory counseling. Oh, no. Make that mandatory family counseling. Got to get the parents into the picture on all this. And if actions result in the injury or death of an innocent youth, by all means, bring in law enforcement.